But everyone's doing this. Major League Baseball's doing it. Football's expanding their playoffs. It's all about money, 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 money. Money. I can't hit that baritone. Want one versus eight where the Lakers are being eight. And the reason why I want that, because in round two, you have the potential matchup of Clippers, who are the four seed, versus the Lakers. And that's what Adam Silver wants, the Battle of LA. And that's what everyone wants. But you know the problem? I trust the Clippers as about as much as I trust a used car salesman. Not at all. I love Kawhi. He's banged up. Paul George, there's a different Paul George in the regular season versus the playoffs. And
what
he's
going to
have to prove me wrong. He's going to have to prove me wrong.
PG Clank in the playoffs.
Playoff P. I love the memes. Playoff P. And it's that chubby guy with the goggles shooting up bricks.
Like the ultimate, like everyone looks to LeBron to be the voice of the NBA.
LeBron doesn't like it because he's in the play-in game.
Right? But is he wrong? Like, is it dumb? I don't even, like, I tried to figure it out today. Like, it's pretty straightforward. Someone, like, said it was, like, for seeding, like, in the NCAA tournament. I didn't get it.
It's all about money. And so the NBA can extend their playoffs by 2 to 3 more days, make some more money. And then also it's for those fringe teams. Like the 9 and 10 seed usually don't get in. It's usually franchises like the Wiz. And now they get a shot in.
So why did they do it? What was the rationale? Like,
it gives more opportunities for these other teams to get into the playoffs. So it rewards you if you're kind of close, you have a chance to get in.
But look at the only team I could see with a gripe as the standings are right now would be like the Memphis Grizzlies, where they're 4 games over 500 and still wouldn't have been in the playoffs. But then you have the play-in. What are we calling this?
This is playoffs. It's the play-in tournament portion of the playoffs. Like the play-in game in the NCAA tournament, the play-in game for the NBA playoffs.
See, that's always been my question. If you win that a play-in game in the NCAA tournament, do you say you actually won a NCAA tournament game?
Yeah, UCLA counted it.
Really?
Yeah. Because once you get into this week, you're in the playoffs or the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
So here we are.
I feel like this is going to become a backstory for like the Warriors staff. We had to win 4 extra games than everyone else, whatever it is.
But everyone's doing this. Major League Baseball's doing it. Football's expanding their playoffs. It's all about money, 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 money. I can't hit that baritone, but it's all about money, and it kicks off tomorrow, but we don't care about tomorrow because that's the Eastern Conference. We want to talk about the Western Conference. We got Spurs at Grizz. That is the 9 and 10 teams. And then we have the Warriors in my neck of the woods playing the Lakers. And that is.
Wait, why wouldn't it be the 7 versus 10 and 8 versus 9?
Because the way it's set up is 7 and 8 only have to win one game.
Okay.
The 9 and 10 have to win 2 games.
So I see. Okay. So
win and you're in. So if the Lakers win, they're in. The Warriors still have one more chance. They have to lose twice to be eliminated. So it's an odds thing. The 7 and 8, win one and you're in. If you lose one, you still have another chance to win another one to get in.
And then that's your seeding. So what happens if Golden State wins and then LA ends up losing to Memphis? Golden State go to the 7th seed and Memphis into the 8?
Exactly. Exactly.
Now,
So,
what if Golden State beats LA? LA loses that game. Does Golden State go to the seven and then say the Lakers beat the pants off the Grizzlies? Are they now the eighth seed?
correct. So
Wow.
Lakers, Warriors, one game. Whoever wins, that winner becomes the seventh seed. And in the seventh seed would play the Phoenix Suns, who are the two seed. Whoever loses that game plays the winner of the Grizz Spurs, and then whoever wins that game on Friday night becomes the eighth seed, and they play the Utah Jazz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. What's the season
So
series? There's
both
got to
the
be some
Suns
Mid-Atlantics here.
and the Jazz are both probably rooting for the Warriors. No one wants to see AD and Bron in round one. Denver already lost on purpose to Portland so that they would maybe face the Lakers in a later round. Everyone's gaming and manipulating. No one wants to see LeBron and AD.
Wait, you said the Nuggets lost to the Blazers? I watched that game. They didn't lose on purpose.
That's
Or at
what
least it
Jared
didn't seem like
Dudley's
them.
saying. Shots fired. Jared Dudley saying they don't want to see us early. They want to see us late. We are the champs. I don't blame them. It was the best backhanded compliment. I don't blame them. We're the champs. You don't want to see us early.
Hey, but you're never gonna have LeBron. LeBron's never at full speed ever again. That's what he came out and said. He that ankle sprain. Never going to be at full tilt ever again.
Did you
So
see him
can the
run the
Lakers
length of the
win the
floor, catch
tie?
the pass, spin move, and then he dunked where his elbow was way above the rim? I'll take LeBron at 85%, and he's still the best player in the NBA. It does not matter.
Oh, LeBron is such a live in the day moment. Like, I'm not feeling that great. I'm never going to feel great again. Next day, well, I'm back to normal. Like, that's how the body heals, LeBron. Like, you're going to be okay. Plus, you probably have some supplements that aid in that specific healing, right? So,
88
what do you
Acres.
see?
He's probably sponsored by Seed Bar. 88 Acres. WST LeBron James. Get your Seed Bar.
Shout out. Just healing sprained ankles in 2 days. You need to play in a playoff game in 48 hours, stuff 4 C-bars in your mouth, and boom, you're on the court.
You're in.
Okay, so reiterate this for me. 7-8, winning, you're in.
Yeah. You win and you're the seventh seed.
Okay.
Lose and you have to play another game, and then you have to win that second game to be the eighth seed.
You're Adam Silver. You want to see
Yeah.
all as much money as you possibly can. Would you rather see a Jazz Warriors series or a Jazz Lakers series?
I'm
Are
Adam Silver.
you looking up who the
I
refs are for that
want.
game right now? Because I think that's important too.
I don't know who the refs are, but I want Jazz Lakers. I want one versus eight where the Lakers are being eight. And the reason why I want that, because in round two, you have the potential matchup of Clippers, who are the four seed versus the Lakers. And that's what Adam Silver wants, the Battle of LA. And that's what everyone wants. But you know the problem? I trust the Clippers as about as much as I trust a used car salesman. Not at all. I love Kawhi. He's banged up. Paul George, there's a different Paul George in the regular season versus the playoffs. And
What do
he's
they
going to
call
have
him?
to prove me
PG?
wrong.
What do
He's
they
going to have
call
to
him?
prove me
PG
wrong.
Clank in the playoffs?
Playoff P. I love the memes. Playoff P. And it's that chubby guy with the goggles shooting up bricks.
What if this happens though? This is what if we see LeBron lose?
Like not in the play, not in the
No,
playoffs?
they lose in that playoff game, and then there's that second game, and like Ja Morant plays the game of his life, and they're not even in the playoffs anymore. What do you think Adam Silver does? Timeout. Or if he even sees that game throwing, it's going to be like the Kings Lakers series back when it was Shaq and Kobe, and they were down. They're about to lose. The refs would throw that game and make sure the Lakers made it in the playoffs. Like, they want to extract that money, but they don't want to risk the fact that they wouldn't have LeBron in the playoffs long term. Steve Jabby would show up for that game.
He definitely would. Like, I hate talking about the fix, an NBA fix, but there's no way the Lakers are losing, and there's no way the refs are letting the Lakers lose. Adam Silver needs LeBron in the playoffs.
A question for you. They would call the Nets, like, Nets, Knicks could match up in a Subway Series.
Yeah.
What would they call a Lakers-Lakers or Lakers-Clippers matchup? A home and home?
It's just Battle LA, I guess.
The Stuck on the 101?
The 405? I don't know. Subway Series. Oh, but when the Dodgers play the Angels, they call it the Freeway Series. But that's different because that's Orange County versus L.A.
We need to do some brainstorming here because I feel like there's a very big marketable opportunity there.
Lakers, big brother versus little brother?
Ooh. Ooh, no. What's the move? What's the movie with Will Ferrell?
Stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers. It's got to be something along the line of step something. Stepballers.
Stepballers. I like it. Get that branded. Get that out.
Get LeBron in one bunk, like AD on his there too, and then get PG and Kawhi.
Yeah.
Who would win that series? We got to ask that at this point. You've wavered. You typically waver until like a specific team is up maybe 3-2 or something along before you pick a horse. But if you had to pick one now, you just said you couldn't trust the Clips.
Well, I usually wait till the clock runs out in regulation before I pick my team. The post-game interview, that's usually where I pick
my team. And then backdate a tweet.
Yeah. Right? I told you I don't trust the Clippers. I got the Lakers as the favorite in the West. And with even LeBron at 80%, AD at 75%, as of today, I got the Lakers coming out of the West. But here's my bold prediction. Warriors are going in, and they are going to upset the Jazz. Lakers win on Wednesday night, so Lakers get the 7th seed. Lakers play the Suns. Warriors will play Memphis. They'll beat Memphis. Utah round one. Donovan Mitchell, who knows how his ankle is. Quinn Snyder, he's from UW. He's not that good of an X and O's coach. They live or die by the three. Donovan Mitchell and the Jazz couldn't play D. They couldn't stop Jamal Murray. And the Warriors are coming in with this high-octane offense. Draymond Green averaging 8 assists. You've got mini Draymond, and that's Juan Toscano-Anderson coming off the bench. And then there's a pool party. Jordan Poole is averaging 16.5 since coming back from the G League. The Warriors are about to shock the world, upset the Utah Jazz.
So you are saying the Warriors are the UCLA of this playoffs?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So you've already spoken about all the teams that you're generally a homer about. Can we get some West Coast teams, or did you just want to focus on the Lakers, Warriors, and Clips?
I mean, that's it. Let's talk Blazers, Nuggets. I think Blazers are going to beat the Nuggets. I'm still not sold on the Nuggets. They have Austin Rivers and this guy, I don't know, serving pizzas from Papa John's. I don't even know this guy's name. They're the backcourt for the Nuggets? Like, that's not going to work here in the playoffs.
First off,
who's going to guard Dame? Who's going to guard CJ? No one.
First off, you should give that guy respect. You don't want to know why? I think he played in the EuroLeague and is the same age as you and is his first year in the NBA. He's J.J. Barrera's, like, twin brother, I think. Plays just like him. He's gritty, he's gutty, but he's no Jamal Murray. Yeah. Unless Michael Porter Jr. just goes off, absolutely off, even beyond what he's done already, and this has been a career year for him. He's shooting like 45% from three. Jokic can only do so much. And I think what we've seen is him wear down a bit. Maybe
he's played every game.
He's had to. I mean, the depth shows itself when you're missing a superstar on that team. And Michael Porter Jr. he can't play off the ball. He has to have the ball in his hands more. He has to create. He's a better spot-up shooter than most, but when you have to have him create off the dribble. They've had a few guys. Morris has been out for a while or off and on for him. They haven't had consistency. And when you have a tough time, when teams actually start playing defense in the playoffs, whereas a regular season, it's a little touch and go, you need someone that can secure the ball, bring the ball up, get you into the offense, get the ball to Jokic so he doesn't have to bring the ball up and he can operate in the post. And then Blazers, they do have some depth. That's what I do like about the Blazers. They've been a little dinged up. Zach Collins still hasn't seen the court this year, but man, he dresses great on the sideline and is the best cheerleader they've ever seen. Melo plays his part. Covington plays his part. Dame and CJ. CJ's finally, I think, getting his playing legs underneath him. He's hitting step backs. He's creating separation. Dame's going to be who he is. Nurk is back to kind of that, what was that, 2 years ago, first half of the season, we were running a Nurk for MVP campaign. He's got some swagger back. When they were playing that game last night, I think Jokic and Nurk kind of, I brought out a little in Nurk and saying like, hey, I believe they're from the same country, if not played growing up at some point. The intern wasn't around this week, so I can't validate that. But I think that will bring the best out in Nurk. I think the Blazers go on as well in that series.
Yeah. If you remember the bubble last year, the Nuggets went to Jamal Murray. And when they didn't go to Jamal Murray, they went to Jokic. And it was like every single time down the court. And in a seven-game series, I know they've made it to the Western Conference Finals, but they were exhausted. They were tired. They couldn't get their offense anywhere. So this time around, they're going to go to Jokic. But I don't know about Michael Porter Jr. in the playoffs, a featured number two guy. I feel like he's a shoot to get hot, shoot to stay hot. And when the defense focuses in on him, I don't know if he's going to be able to get going like Jamal Murray did to take them far in the playoffs. So I'm going Blazers too. Rip City.
It's not to say that he couldn't get there. And I Aaron Gordon's not the off the ball scorer that, you know, he's expected to be kind of the play rebound, go at the rim, probably guard one of their best, you know, forwards. But he's not a guy that you're going to operate as a third, probably even fourth scorer in like a half court offense. It's going to make it tough for the Nuggets. Blazers are playing well. I think they've won 9 of their last 10.
Yeah. The Warriors won 6 straight. Steph Curry, MVP.
I knew you were going to say
something. He's got to be MVP. Hear me out. No Clay. Their first round draft pick.
Did your application for an MVP vote make it in? Did you get one?
I don't know. I haven't received it yet. Maybe it got lost in the mail. No Clay, no Wiseman. Oubre was their big signing. He's been hurt after the All-Star game. He's playing with a bunch of young guys who made a name for themselves in the G League last year. Jordan Poole, Damian Lee, Juan Toscano-Anderson, Michael Mulder. I go Steph Curry MVP. I know I'm a little bit of a homer. I go Curry for MVP.
I think most people are – it's all about how you finish. I mean, Russell Wilson would have like 12 MVPs if it was through the first 6 games of every season. But I think what we've seen over the course
of – Let me ask you this. If the Warriors don't make it to the 7 or 8 seed, does Steph get MVP?
You mean if he's down – if he's sitting where the Pelicans are or whomever did – if he's – No, he's not even mentioned.
Yeah. He's in Cancun with Lonzo and Zion.
Yeah. You can't accept the trophy on an inflatable banana behind a jet ski. Like, that doesn't work.
I agree.
I would say Jokic's going to be tough. He didn't finish well, but he lost, you know, his Robin to him, his Batman. But you're right. Steph didn't have anyone to play with throughout the season. He was a star. He also did put up a ton of shots. He did win the scoring title. That generally helps you. When does voting take place? Get back to that. When is your ballot? When do you need to?
I have to wait and see the results from a play-in tournament before I send in my ballot. No, it's usually, I remember I went to, remember the Warriors We Believe team when they beat the Mavericks in the first round of the playoffs? Dirk got MVP during that series when they went back to Dallas. So I think votes are due pretty soon, and I think the MVP will be announced sometime in the next week and a half, let's say.
Honestly, yeah. So I don't know. If the, depending on who when they voted, you know, you have some people that say, I'm going to vote right now so that my mind's not changed about the last three games of the season or who, you know, scores whatever. We'll see. Hey, thinking about this, this entire playoff could get flipped on its head.
How so?
You could see the Jazz in an early exit, the Suns in an early exit, Nuggets and Clippers. Mavs, Blazers, Lakers, Warriors. Not like those teams are. I mean, getting back to what I said, all three of those, all four of those teams are at least six games over 500 or better. Whereas you go look at the Eastern Conference playoffs, like you got four teams in the bubble that aren't even 500 or better than 500. So it's not like this is going to be, there's going to be a lot of game sevens in this Western Conference this year.
Yeah.
And what do they say?
What are the best two words in sports? Game seven.
Let's go. WST podcast sponsored by 88 Acres. That was your thank God K Wynn is here and actually knows what's going on in these playoffs. I still don't know. You're going to have to remind me throughout.
Well, and we should remind our fans this Thursday, No Filter Network live show with Anthony Parker, former Cleveland Cavalier, former Toronto Raptor, this Thursday at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And then Monday, wow, we're getting a lot of hoops in. Monday, May 24th, 7:30, Rick Bucher from ESPN, now Fox Sports NBA analyst, watch party. K-Win, Big Ben, Rick Bucher, we're watching sports, we're watching the NBA, we're chopping it up. Make sure you follow us, subscribe, and download our podcast.
I want to be surprised if AP has a contract with the Nuggets by the time he's done with our interview. We'll hype him so much.
Maybe. Maybe. Oh.